USA News, I'm Jeremy Scott. The countdown is on to what looks like a government shutdown. Laura Winters reports on which agencies will potentially be impacted.
The impact potentially enormous, with 1.3 million active duty troops and Border Patrol agents potentially working without pay. Close to 7 million women and children will be cut from the WIC food assistance program. There could also be disruptions at the airport if TSA officers walk off the job. This has happened in the past. Now, House Speaker Kevin McCarthy suggesting a clean bill without aid to Ukraine included in it. Over in the Senate, lawmakers are working on bipartisan legislation to fund the government. This plan does include $6 billion to continue to fund the war in Ukraine. An initial vote expected today, but because of Senate rules, a final vote not until Monday.
Another 7,000 auto workers walked off the job in Illinois and Michigan yesterday as United Auto Workers expanded its strike against Detroit automakers. The move was done to put more pressure on Ford, General Motors, and Stellantis. The strike has been going for 2 weeks now. About 25,000 or 17% of the union's members are striking. Members of both parties are remembering California Senator Dianne Feinstein, who passed away Friday at the age of 90.
The news of Feinstein's passing hit hard from the White House.
Dianne made her mark on everything from national security to the environment, gun safety to protecting civil liberties. The country's going to miss her dearly. And so will Jill and I.
To the halls of Congress.
Dianne was a trailblazer in her beloved home state of California, and our entire nation are better for her dogged advocacy and diligent service.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell adding she was truly remarkable. Feinstein served in the Senate for more than 30 years, being first elected in the early 90s. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that is MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for health care can save many families up to $500 a month, and that is huge. But it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The member satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years. Members have shared more than $5 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now. You'll get a price within 2 minutes. So see what you can save. This is a very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
A former contractor for the Internal Revenue Service is charged for leaking tax information to news outlets about thousands of the country's wealthiest people. The Justice Department said 38-year-old Charles Littlejohn of Washington, D.C. is accused of stealing information off tax returns and giving it to two news outlets between 2018 and 2020. Court documents state the organization has published articles based on records, some of which dated back more than 15 years. The outlets were not named. The former contractor faces up to 5 years in prison if convicted. And in a major development, after 27 years, police have arrested a suspect in connection with the 1996 murder of rapper Tupac Shakur.
For 27 years, the family of Tupac Shakur has been waiting for justice. We are here today to announce the arrest of 60-year-old Dwayne Keith Davis, a.k.a. Keithy D., for the murder of Tupac Shakur.
Sheriff Kevin McMahill said the arrest follows a July search of Davis' residence. Shakur died 6 days after a drive-by shooting at a red light near the Las Vegas Strip. The Navy will begin random testing of Special Operations Forces for steroids and other performance-enhancing drugs starting in November. Those who test positive face discipline or removal. The commander of the Naval Special Warfare Command called it necessary to protect their health and military readiness. The Army is expected to follow suit. Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.